I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clearer skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And with that, we're off and running with another episode of Believe in Kentucky alongside Aaron Gershon for the Cats Paws. My name is Vinny Hardy, and we got a great guest in here with us tonight, AG. We got from Club Blue, Brianna Bolton. Brianna, appreciate you joining us this evening.
Oh, thank you. I'm excited to be here tonight. Excited to answer questions and hopefully get some new subscribers for Club Blue.
There you go. Exactly. You're going to kill all those birds with one stone or however many stones it takes.
That's right. Yeah. I've, as many as it takes. Absolutely.
So we, you know, we'd heard about, you know, listen to Tom Leach, and he's got the Club Blue NIL hotline when he gets a guest, that kind of thing. The big event coming up in June with the exclusive where you can meet Coach Pope and the players. Mm-hmm. And just all types of, you know, basic questions and stuff like that. That's why we wanted to, you know, reach out and have you guys on. But I guess for starters, just if you want to just tell as much or as little about yourself to our listeners as you like and how you came to be involved with Club Blue.
Sure. Well, my name is Brianna Bolton, and I'm a huge UK fan. Wasn't raised in Kentucky, but have lived here since 2000 and have, you know, consider myself a true blue, bleeding blue fan now of UK sports. Watched the Bat Cats today. Unfortunately, we didn't get a win, but it looks like Tennessee lost to Vandy. So maybe we'll meet them in the loser bracket and then beat them and then get a higher seed, right, for the national tournament. So I love all things UK sports. I'm totally into it. Probably too much. My kids would be like, you really know way too much about what's going on. And so that was really one of the ways that I got involved with Club Blue and know some of the guys that are working behind the scenes with that. And have had a little bit of public speaking experience. And so they have asked me to do a couple of these, you know, just whether it's a news interview or this great podcast. And so I get excited. I get a little nervous still. I haven't done it a whole lot. And so I do get a little nervous, but you know, it's exciting to come on and be able to, you know, just tell us. I consider myself a very common person. I'm just one of the common people out there. I'm not, you know, I'm not going to be a big donator. And so I love to be able to help people understand who love UK sports as much as I do. Like, okay, this is how you can get involved and make it and make a big impact for the UK student athletes and the NIL. So
I think from before we started recording, I think that's kind of what Aaron was talking about, kind of alluding to from that perspective, from just the common person's perspective, just to kind of get a grasp of what all this entails and how to support it or what to do or how to kind of navigate and where do I put my money and how to support it, basically. So that's
absolutely. Yeah, I can talk a little bit about that if you want. I think what we all know as UK fans is there isn't going to be another fan base that shows up at what a press conference and have 22 or 1,000 more people. I mean, we all know that doesn't happen. And we all know that the fan base is so strong, right? We love our sports, we love our players, we love our coaches, and we want to get behind them. And sometimes I think it can be really daunting when you're just that common person to be out there of like, well, I hope we can do it. And like, hopefully we get enough big donors to make this happen. And I think that's what's really special about Club Blue NIL is that we're able to offer a way for just the average person, average UK fan like me, to be able to jump in to help UK student athletes and with NIL. You know, NIL's been a game changer. We all know that it's been crazy. We all know it's not changed from being, it's going to be crazy for the next couple years, really, until somebody steps up. I mean, we all know that there's, you know, the new lawsuit that's come up. There's going to be things that happen in the next couple years. But right now, what we can do is we can jump in as a monthly subscriber or an annual subscriber with Club Blue at all different levels and say, hey, I can help make a difference for UK athletics with any sport that I want to support and try to get the student athletes at UK that we want here. And so, you know, what an amazing thing that Club Blue raised $1 million, right? And I know it's over that. So in order to help with, you know, that the collective to say, here we go, here's our start. And that's an amazing start. So we're excited about that. Super excited about that.
I think the number one question I get asked, and it's probably as basic as it gets and as easy of a question for you.
Oh, but okay. Okay, Aaron.
No, I'm
like
telling
that,
you,
brother. Here
no, I think this should be an alley-oop right here for you. Okay. But for fans who are asking me, and I can't even give them an 100% answer the whole time, but when they go and they donate to these collectives like Club Blue, is the money going straight in the athletes' pockets? How is it working for that? Because there's a lot of confusion. Okay, I'm donating this amount, but where's the money actually going, type thing? I know it's benefiting the athletes, but how is it getting to them is the question I get asked all the time.
Right. How is it getting to them? I can't tell you who's writing the checks and sending that to them. What I can tell you is that all of the 100% of net proceeds that come in through our subscribers at Club Blue NIL get sent to the student athletes. So that to me, you know, you know how you go through, maybe this isn't the greatest example, but it's one that came to my mind. You know how there can be like a disaster and all these different agencies go in and then they say, hey, give to our agency, give to our agency. And you do. And then you really don't even know how much of your money has gone to the people that are in the greatest need. We've all heard those kinds of really horrible stories. Well, what I know is that at Club Blue NIL, what they do is 100% of it is going to the athletes. And so, you know, we built this collaborative in order to make that happen. And we know that the more that we grow it, the more student athletes that we can bring in because we have more money to offer them for the different sports. Does that help that?
Absolutely.
I hope. Okay, great.
Absolutely.
Great.
So if you subscribe and do you have to specify a sport? And if you don't, can you just make a general donation and does it get divvied up some kind of way? Or do you have to make sure you pick a certain sport before you?
Right. So on the website that you'll see on there that you can choose the sport that you want. And then at the bottom of the website, it says all sports. on that. So you can explore that. But I know that like right now on the website, you choose either men's basketball, football, baseball, women's basketball, volleyball, softball, men's tennis, and then it has the all sports one underneath that. You can support multiple sports, but you have to subscribe to each one. Okay. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So if I say, I really want to support men's basketball and I really want to support women's volleyball because they rock. So I have, I want to go in and I'm going to say, I'm going to be a subscriber, a monthly subscriber or an annual subscriber to each of those events. So I would choose men's basketball, go in, fill out the stuff and say, okay, I'm going to be that Pioneer subscriber, which is $25 a month. And then, and I'm going to be a supporter and I Club Blue NIL supporter for men's basketball. Or, and then if I also want to add on volleyball, that would be another $25 or whatever level you want to choose subscription for a volleyball. Does that make sense? Does that help?
Yeah.
So you do choose it. You do choose which sport you're like, okay, this is what I, this is who I want to support. And then you know that your money goes to them, to the, to that sport specifically.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I was, cause I'm, and I did get on the website, but I did not see that all sports. So see, you're already, you know, I saw the different sports and I guess I didn't scroll down far enough to see the all sports. So that's, that's on me.
No, that's okay.
But let's see, what is, as far as, I'm assuming everybody, maybe the bulk of the donations, you know, men's basketball, football, the bigger sports, we talk all the time about all the other sports that work just as hard, but might not get as much TV time and much this, as much that. As far as the, like, is there some kind of, you know, revenue sharing, you know, when SEC gets money, they all, you know, $800 million comes to the SEC and it's split between each school. Even Vanderbilt gets the same amount as Georgia.
Yeah, that's crazy, so right?
Is, is it for a lesser sport that maybe doesn't get the shine? Is there a way to, or is it just by subscriptions? If they're not getting subscriber donations, they're just kind of going to be where they are.
Right. So I think at this time, that's where it is. That because we can't say this subscriber has chosen men's basketball and then take their money and put it somewhere else.
Right.
And so if someone comes on and says, I'm doing men's basketball, then that money has to go to men's basketball. And so that's, you know, but what are the, what have been the chances in the past that volleyball even has a chance to offer, you know, money to their student athletes? And so this really offers them that chance. I mean, volleyball's had an amazing, you know, they've been amazing the last couple of years. Men's tennis, we know what they're doing right now. Are they still in Stillwater? I think, you know, the women's softball team, they're out of the tournament now, but they've done great the last several years. And women's basketball with the turnover in coaches right now, you know, what a great way to jump in. So yes, I would say that, you know, that money, if it's allocated toward that sport, that's where it's going to go. Yeah.
That makes sense. We have people watching the live stream or on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter, and don't interact with the comments as much when we do have a guest. But if they're, you know, on with the topic, which we have nobody saying pony up, which is what everybody's gonna.
You have knew that to do. Was gonna happen.
Yeah, and we can't. I can't skip this comment because you told us a little bit about yourself before you recorded.
I knew you were going to go there. I see.
And this gentleman, Brian Bolton, says,
oh, yeah.
Well, explain.
There he is. Look at him listening.
Your other half, you're the better half. The other half is in That's here right. comment.
Oh, well, you have to be a pretty good, you know, halves to make a hole after 30 years, boys.
That's it.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. That's funny.
Yeah, so appreciate Mr. Bolton, you jumping in here and sharing. And look, you don't have to be biased to say that that was a great explanation because it really
was.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
We're learning by the second for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
absolutely. The like Commonwealth causes and all that, like you said, there used to be a lot of different. So how did the partnership come about? Whereas Club Blue and Commonwealth causes and all that are kind of partnered up now, because it used to be seemed like just a couple weeks ago, there were so many different separate.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Like you mentioned for the, you know, all the agencies for disasters, that's kind of seemed like what it was for this NIL donations. And now.
Right. So it's really important to note that Commonwealth Causes is a complete separate entity from Club Blue. Okay. They're separate because they're different. Commonwealth Causes is a 501c3, whereas Club Blue isn't. And so that there's a difference there with that. So they've partnered up when they can with different things. I know quite a bit about Commonwealth Causes as well. I've worked that side as well. But they are separate entities as far as like when, if people want to know that kind of thing. So they'll see them working collaborative together, but they're separate. Yeah. Like what, and I mean that, I don't know if you're asking this, but like money going across there, that's not happening. It's all separate.
Okay.
Yeah. Does that help?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Good. I hope I'm like, you know, put on the sweat towel right there. Okay. Here we go.
So for the fans that met the, I don't know exactly what it was, but I think they had to subscribe by a certain date to be in that meet the team event or whatever it is on June 15th. Just what are they going to be able to look forward to that day? I've gotten a summary, but I haven't really heard, just the full get out. What's going on that day at Rupp Arena?
I actually don't know everything that's going to be happening. You're right. The subscribers that subscribe to Club Blue NIL on May 15th or before, they get to attend the New Era event. And that's where Mark Pope and the players are going to be. That's in conjunction with Clark's Pump and Shop, who helps sponsoring that. So we're just really excited. You know, I'm not even sure of the exact numbers. I know there's a lot. I know that there were a lot of people that jumped in on that. It took a lot of people to hit that $1 million mark. And so that's amazing. So I know that I'm sure there'll be photo ops, you know, that they'll be able to take, so they'll be involved in. But I really don't know all the details, Aaron. I'm really sorry about that. You know, Club Blue has done amazing things with like, so.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
subscribers of Club Blue can jump on one of the really cool things that I think they do, because maybe because I'm a girl, but they have like their whole they have their whole merch stuff that they have. So as a subscriber, you know, they get on there, and at different levels of subscribing, you get a voucher for the Club Blue shop, which is really fun. And so you can go in, buy some Club Blue merch. And I can only imagine that some of that will be there. I just think that there'll be, you know, it's come about really fast and they're working on a lot of details. But I know the most important thing is that Mark Pope and the basketball players are going to be there.
That is the most important piece.
That is the most important piece for sure. I just think it's really cool that in this day and age with NIL, that there's even the opportunity to make that happen. You know, in the past, before NIL happened, and I was involved, you know, with just some of like the player signings. And you remember how all the player signings had to happen after the entire season?
Yep.
You know, those guys didn't get any money for, and you know, unless they were at a signing. And then it's like all up in the air how, you know, how many people are going to come, how many photos can they have signed.
Yep.
And that's one thing I just think that's really cool about NIL for the student athletes themselves. But then the flip side for the fan is that these kind of events can be planned where that would never have happened.
Absolutely.
That would never have happened. And I think we've all hearing enough stories about Mark Pope about how he just wants to be in the mix of people.
No doubt.
And so that's also what's made, you know, the new era event happen, is because Mark Pope's willing to jump in and do that. Of course it benefits him and he knows that, but I think his heart is like, really, he knows his fan base. He understands that. So, you know, with Club Blue, with the different levels of subscriptions, I don't know if you guys would like me to walk through those.
Oh, go for it.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I'll do that. So, the entry level, and I have notes in front of me. So if you see me looking down, I have to have a cheat sheet.
That's okay.
But the Club
Blue. Diana.
Vinny,
don't
call me out. So for the entry level for Club Blue is $25 a month. And what you get with that, so you're going to, obviously, it's a monthly subscription. So you're, and let me just say this too, you know, a lot of people are like, they're doing this new era. Well, the new era event are for those people who are in, right?
Yep.
Like, you can't just do this one month and then be like, okay, I'm out, I'm going to the new era event. I'm like, you know, you're in on this thing. But a pioneer subscriber, so we have a monthly giveaway every single month. They've given away an iPad, they've given away like this cool pool package, and there was one other giveaway that I don't remember. But so every month Club Blue, for that is specific for their subscribers, has a giveaway, and it's like top notch. These guys know what they're doing. They know what people like. And so you also receive a Club Blue swag bag. You gain access to the Club Blue store, and you get a $10 voucher at that level. Then we're going to bump it up. If you are wanting to support the men's basketball, then you have the Pope subscription, which is $41 a month. That one is... I'm not sure the number. What is it? I can look it up here really quick. Let me do that. But you get so many entries, you know, like probably 141 entries, I would imagine, since it's $41 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see right here. Yeah, 141 entries to the monthly giveaway, a swag bag, $15 voucher to Club Blue, and you'll also get a Coach Mark Pope exclusive print. So obviously, you know, that as we go up in levels, there's just going to be more opportunities for the giveaway and more special things. So a trailblazer is a $50 a month subscriber. You choose your sport and you get 200 entries to that monthly giveaway. Again, the swag bag and $25 voucher to the Club Blue store. After that, the legend level is $100 a month. You choose your sport. That here you get 500 entries for the monthly giveaway. That your odds are getting better and better. You get the swag bag and then a $50 voucher to the Club Blue store. Then we have the icon. The icon is $250 a month. You get 1,500 entries for the monthly giveaway. The swag bag. I feel like I'm a little bit of a commercial here. Swag bag, $125 voucher to the Club Blue store. You also get, let me see, a limited edition signed print, a custom jersey, signed UK team calendar, and an in-game VIP fan experience. That's for the icon level at $250 a month. Then we go to GOAT. Don't we all want to be a goat? Uh-huh. Yes, we do. $500 a month is the goat subscriber. You choose your sport. You receive 3,500 entries to the monthly giveaway. You receive a Club Blue swag bag, access to the Club Blue store with a $125 voucher, a limited edition signed print, custom jersey, signed UK team calendar, items signed by the team, and a meet and greet with a UK student athlete. And then... that's the highest that I got. And that's pretty high, $500 a month. Those are the monthly subscriptions. And then remember, there's also annual. You can just do it annually too. I don't have a whole lot of information about that on here. I'd have to look, check everything out on the website for that. But pretty fun stuff. Yeah, pretty fun stuff.
Nice to know the tiers, like you said, and, you know, these different levels that you want to choose to pick out. Candy says that she's doing a great job of explaining where the money goes. It's just sad that college sports has gone to openly paying college athletes. At least UK men's basketball has been brought back to the fans with the goal of winning championships. So, hey,
Candy, I don't think we're changing anything. It is what it is now. Everything keeps moving, and it's just like it's just kind of crazy. And you know, this collective, this Club Blue collective, I think one thing that is really really neat about them is that they saw this opportunity and they said, listen, how can we make this happen? Because they're meeting a need that UK really needed. They really needed help with. We all know we're not Texas. We're not Ohio State. Okay. Well, we're not, but we're UK. And now we're showing up and showing strong. And I think that's really fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm looking on the website again, and the part where hire an athlete. Like for a signing or an appearance or something like that, do you just pick your sport, and how does that process work? Say you want to get Brock Vandegrift, you know, to do this or that or other. How's the hiring process of an athlete work with Club Blue?
Yeah, I know that what that takes is just filling out the paper, or the, you know, going online and working on that. I imagine, I don't know exactly, Vinny, I haven't been a part of that and how that happens specifically. I just imagine that it's a process that they would take a business through. I have no idea like how much the cost of that is or how a business goes apart. I'm sorry, I can't answer that question very well at all. I just know that it is an opportunity. I just don't know the process of how to go about that other than what you see on the website, honestly. I'm sure that, you know, I'm sure that they work along with the business and see how they can make that happen. I just don't know the ins and outs of that. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I just don't want to speak into something and then say the wrong thing and it just be totally like, I was whacked. You know, I don't want it to be like that. So.
I'm not trying to hire an athlete right now. So I clicked on it, but I didn't go on into those questions because I'm not trying. So I was
Right. I know. I thought the same thing today. I thought I should check that out. And then I was like, I'm not doing that because I'm not hiring an athlete.
Right. So I'm like, I'm not even, you know, I'm going to enter that. Got a question from Jason. Do you see a possibility in the future that universities will take over NIL if able to make student athletes employees?
That's a tough question.
That's a huge question. I don't think anyone really knows the answer to it. If we think about this, I'm going to answer you, Jason, this way. I don't think any of us would have thought 2 years ago that we would be sitting where we're at right now.
100%. Right.
And so I don't think predicting the future of what NIL will look like, I don't think any of us can do it. I don't think the colleges know. I don't think the coaches know. I just think that there's so much in the works and behind the scenes with what has happened and what is happening now. I just think it's really hard to be able to answer that.
And for me, as far as, you know, as the way it is right now as compared to the way it was, like you just said, a couple of years ago, and it's the whole, it's wild, wild west. It's just, you know, free for all. Well, maybe, but look, it's been at the other extreme for a long time, and nothing was happening for these athletes. And
that's right.
So if it swung too far, as far as I'm concerned right now, that's just me. And it's, but you know, we wouldn't really hearing a lot of consternation when it was at the other extreme. And that's now, right. Now it's, oh, we got to get this under control and all that. But so, you know.
Yeah, no, I think I agree with you, Vinny. I think that for far too long, I think that the players, the athletes were really overlooked. We used, yeah. You know, the universities used their name, image, and likeness and made a lot of money. Yeah. And even if the pendulum has swung too far, you know, too far the other side, you know, it's going to come back. It's going to swing back. It's going to even mm-hmm. out. We're a pretty affluent country overall when we can raise $1 million for a sure. basketball team, right? Exactly. And so I think that people will continue to put money into supporting their student athletes, and it'll change. It's going to change. It's going to change. It might change next week. It might change next month. You don't know. You don't know. But I do think it'll even out, and I think that they'll get some rules in place that will benefit both the athletes and the universities. And people will still be able to give and support their colleges and the student athletes. I don't know. I could be completely wrong. I listen to way too much of this stuff. So, you know, but I just do. I do think it'll even out.
You're knocking it out of the park. Jason agreed with your answers. I totally agree with you. Good answer.
Aww, thank you.
Just out here killing it, Brian. Killing it tonight.
Yeah, well, I hope my bosses think that.
We need to email it to them. Tell us where we need to send it so they
that's
make
right.
sure they
I'll
see.
I'll tell you later. I'll make sure you know. That's for sure. It's been I think that's something that's really interesting is to have been just kind of on the ground level of the changes of all of it, having been at the part, you know, where we were doing signings. And the only time that you could do that was after the sport was finished to now where we're at. It's just, it's been fun to watch the progress of it. And it's really been fun to see the athletes benefit from it. You know, they're such great guys and girls out there. And, you know, more often than not, they're just a lot like us, and they're just better at their sport than we ever were. I mean, you know, right. I loved softball, but I wasn't going to play D1. So, you know, I think it's really cool that we can support them in this way. I mean, it's pretty amazing as a fan to be able to do that. It's pretty fun.
For sure. For sure. Backtracking to one comment that I missed. I'm sorry. Like I said, I'm trying to get as long as we can. Nobody says heard the NCAA is wanting to have in place next year NIL caps, contracts for players to stay, and penalties for tampering. That's if, well, a shot at Tennessee if the following queers don't break their bank. So, y'all's thoughts on
any of that thing?
I don't have much with that.
Yeah, there ain't much to say there.
So, and like you said, it could change next week. Some of this could start to be put in. To affect, you know, at midnight tonight, who knows? You know.
Well, I think we've all seen that it's going the way of more professional sports no matter what. So if there's a cap, there's going to be a cap. And there's a cap, you know, there's a cap for the NFL, there's a cap for all the sports, right? All the professional sports. And that's basically what's happening. If we're going to be honest, like that's what's happening with our UK athlete, with not just UK, with all student athletes. It's looking more and more. That's the model that it's becoming. And so why would any of us be surprised if there becomes a cap to that? We shouldn't be. We just won't ever know.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, Brianna, I think you just come in here and nailed everything. So
I really appreciate it. I love it. I love doing this. I love working with Club Blue NIL and some of sometimes Commonwealth causes. I, you know, break over and do things with them. And so I love it. It's just a really fun. It's a fun gig. It's a fun thing to do. So I appreciate you guys having us on. It's been really fun just to talk a little bit about it. And thanks for, you know, setting us out there in order to clarify some things. And I hope I did a good job with that. So.
Absolutely did.
Absolutely. You know, we definitely appreciate you taking the time out of your evening to, you know, two people you don't even know. Well, you might know Aaron. You probably read his work. But Aaron and this dude you didn't even know, and you're like, you hopped on the podcast with us. And
I checked you out on Twitter.
Huh? Oh, yeah?
I checked you out on Twitter.
There you go.
I stalked you on Twitter.
Oh, who, me?
Yeah, your you're a Braves fan, right?
I am. And we in a little slump right now. We got a little funk right now.
Well, not as bad as the Reds. So, and my husband, of course, is a Detroit Tigers fan. So he's all right.
Yeah.
He's all right. He's a huge Lions fan, but that's not why we're here to talk. So we'll move on.
Well, we thank you for hopping on.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Brian, for commenting. Everybody else getting their comments in too. And everybody go subscribe, support.
ClubBlueNIL.com. Absolutely.
Follow on Twitter, all of that.
So. Yep, Instagram, Facebook. All of it, Club Blue NIL. You'll see us right there. All the information's all out there.
Yeah, I'll tag it on Facebook when I put it out there because I didn't do that earlier. Absolutely. But I'll definitely do that once we get this.
All right, that's great. Thanks, Vinny.
Thank you so much, Brianna.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Nice to meet you guys.
You too.
Right back at you. Appreciate it.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.
Okay.
Brianna Bolton, Club Blue NIL. Just kind of clarifying some stuff and just basic stuff. Like you said, Aaron, people aren't really sure what to do, how to.
That's complicated, man. It's all new. It's complicated. So she did a good job breaking that down and simplifying some things.
Yeah, for sure. I guess the lead news after the NIL talk was, of course, the tough day down in Hoover for UK baseball. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, it wasn't as bad. It wasn't pretty much as bad as you could draw it up, both what happened in their game and in the game, you know, that affected their opponent, right? Kentucky just got whooped. You know, you gotta tip your cap to LSU. I mean, they are playing some of the best baseball in the country right now. They're kind of bucking that trend of the last couple of years of the defending champs. I think both Ole Miss and Mississippi State didn't go to the tournament the year after. Ole Miss is not going to go again this year. So LSU able to catch heat late to make sure they're getting in. And then, you know, Luke Coleman, who was a second team All-SEC guy, just, you know, hit the Cats through six. And, you know, you got to, you know, I thought the decision to pick Travis Smith was interesting as the starter. I get that he's been banged up and you want to get him, you know, back in game situation, but it was an interesting decision that obviously didn't pay off. Robert Hogan did an outstanding job. Johnny Hummel did an outstanding job, you know, keeping the score at two, going into the seventh, but then that bullpen that has been such a bugaboo the last month and a half, you know, just came back to bite them. They're trying to get Dominic Nyman rolling again. He's been struggling mightily pretty much since he threw that complete game shutout at Alabama. I think he had a good outing against Auburn, and then the wheels started to fall off against Tennessee, and he's never recovered. They tried to get him going. He strikes out the first guy he faces. You're like, all right, maybe. And then he walks two. You pull him. And then Cam O'Brien, who's had a pretty good year, didn't have it tonight, gives up the grand slam. Or this morning, I should say. It wasn't far from a night game. gives up the grand slam to, I believe it was Jones, who hit a bomb against them last year down in Baton Rouge, too. Gives up a solo shot. And then the next inning, you know, they try out a true freshman who, you know, tough situation there, hasn't pitched much this year. And Tommy White, one of the more experienced, better players in college baseball, ambushes him with a granny. So not their day. And then the reason I say all around not great is Arkansas losing to South Carolina sets up an elimination game against Arkansas, and they're pitching Hagen Smith, the best pitcher in America, tomorrow. So it may be a short-lived trip to Hoover. I think, I mean, you could look at it two ways. It's obviously a bummer. And with how they, you know, they win and they're co-champions of the SEC or shared champions, whatever they call it. You know, they led the conference wire to wire. You want to give them credit. It's disappointing for it not to kind of happen in Hoover. But, you know, I think they've today they did a good job kind of learning some things about the pitching staff. I think you learned that Robert Hogan, you could trust him again. They got Johnny Hummel back on track. He had been struggling just as bad as Nyman lately. So, you know, you were able to work on a couple things today, get Travis Smith, like I said, back in there. I didn't necessarily agree with the idea to start him, but, you know, this is a good offense. They're facing two of the best pitchers in the conference back-to-back. Tomorrow's going to be a grind. We'll see if they can maybe at least just keep it very low scoring until it becomes a battle of the bullpens and then see what you could do. But Arkansas, I believe, will also be the home team because they're the higher seed. So, you know, the odds are going to be stacked against them, but
and that's,
they have another game.
That's, well, look, can't explain away what happened today, but the fact that they're the home team is stupid. The fact that they're a two seed is stupid, but, you know, it's, just because they won the West, you know, you had a better record and beat them head to head, they still got a higher seed, but oh well.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's the last year of division play, just like football. And so, you know, same thing, right? Where you could have you could have a team that went 7-1 and 2-7-1 teams in the SEC West, and then, you know, the winner of the East is a 3-loss team. Like,
exactly.
It's the same deal, but that'll end after next year. Frustrating that Kentucky was the team that kind of got bit by it one last time, but, you know, they also had a chance to take care of business on Sunday and avoid it. So, you know, it's a double-edged sword.
Yeah. Tennessee getting beat by Vanderbilt did kind of ease the pain, in my opinion, just their co-champs as well and got the – higher seed,
due all to the higher. I mean, this has been the story of this SEC tournament. Has been the teams that might have been on the tournament bubble, more so like playing for seeding, are going out and kicking butt. I mean, Vanderbilt's won two games now. South Carolina's won two games. LSU's won two games. So the teams that really needed to go win to extend their season or at least put themselves in a better situation on Selective Sunday, they're going out and doing their jobs. And then the three teams who you figure are going to be top national seeds in Kentucky, Arkansas, Tennessee, they've lost. So, you know, it's kind of similar to the basketball side where we've seen the top seeds go down and be like, eh, well, we're solidified type thing. I think we know a thing or two about that with Cal during that era. But it's similar to that in a sense, but, you know, it is frustrating to get your butt whooped and then turn around and you have to play against not even play in Arkansas because you took 2 out of 3 from them and they're not a very good offensive team, but having to face Hagen Smith, who kind of similar to Paul Skeens, they'll be pitching in the big leagues this time next year.
Yeah. And I mean, LSU didn't surprise me at all.
No.
Just because, sure, they lost a ton with Skeens and Cruz and all that.
You're talking about the number 1 and 2 pick. You're not talking about, like, a first and fifth rounder. Like, you're talking about the two best players in America that are, you know, on their side of the ball. So,
and then you know, they stumble out of the gate in SEC play. I think at one point they were 3-10 or somewhere. I mean, struggling. But I just kept saying they just got too much talent and they still got time. I said, if they're going to fool around and get clicking.
Yeah.
And I mean, their LSU is the name recognition alone and the tradition. And you just, it was hard for me. If they had missed the tournament, I would have been surprised. Even though what we just saw Ole Miss and Mississippi State do it, but if LSU had fooled around and not got it going, then I would have been surprised. What they're doing the past 3 weeks? They're gonna get it.
I wouldn't be surprised if they go win this thing in Hoover, and they're a really good ball club, and you know. They underperformed for a lot of the year, but you know, all that matters is how you look. Ole Miss, when they won it 2 years ago, they were a team on selection Sunday, it was very borderline, right? I don't think they won. Did they win in Hoover? Let me see if they won. Maybe it was they won in Hoover. No, Tennessee won that SEC tournament, I believe.
They were the last team in.
That's exactly right. They were the last team in, because I remember working on, you know, just covering my bases with Kentucky in the bubble that year, and Ole Miss was one of those teams that they were fighting with on the bubble, and Ole Miss goes and wins the whole damn thing. So LSU is kind of that sneaky team where I saw there was a bracket where Kentucky was the number one overall seed, and then LSU was in the 16. I think I forget who the host was, but then I was like, don't want any part of LSU. So that's a great team Kentucky lost to today, but
it is. It's
just frustrating. They got a tough draw, but at the same time, you know, they've played this year to put themselves in position for that draw. They couldn't get it done.
To win the East and come to Hoover as a top seed with a bye, facing a team that put you out last year, defending champs, and most, you know, baseball people probably wouldn't think it's an upset, but to it would be no shame in losing to them, but to get run rule.
Yeah, it was an embarrassing day for them. Yeah. That's what it is. I mean, it looks so bad because you got no hit through six, you get one hit. It was just, look, they haven't had many clunkers this year. They've had a couple, one at South Carolina, one at Florida, but the Kennesaw series way early, but you know, they had one today, and they're going to face another really good arm tomorrow, and we'll see what happens there. Worst comes to worst, like they go two and out in Hoover, and they got some extra time to get some things working pitching wise, and you know, gear up for this. You know, they're going to be home, right? I don't know if they're going to be the number one overall seed at this point, but they're going to be a top eight seed. Their path is going to come through Lexington. And if they lose tomorrow, you know, they go home with about a week to prepare, and they'll get their draw on Monday, I believe it is. And, you know, they'll be ready to go, but you know, it's unfortunate.
Same as South Carolina. You get run rule on Sunday, and then Friday you face Hagan Smith. Get run rule today. In the morning you face Hagan Smith. So they've been in this spot before. So
we'll see what happens.
Yeah. And I was talking with Coach Madison earlier. You can't predict that they're going to beat Hagan Smith, but he said, I guarantee they'll compete harder tomorrow than they did today.
Oh, I'm sure they were embarrassed. There's no doubt this team is ultra. Nick Mangione's not blowing smoke when he talks about how competitive they are. You just see it in their, you know, for most of the year in their at-bats. You know, this team grinds now, and if they're going to go out with a sense of pride.
Yeah.
And they'll play their butts off. We'll see what happens. But look, Hagan Smith is. Hagan Smith is just, again, I don't think he's the prospect that Paul Skeens is and what he's already doing in the show, but he's the number one pitcher in America. He's the guy that, you know, is going to be a top 5 to 10 draft pick, and he's going to be the guy that has a chance to be in the majors as soon as next year. So, Kentucky already saw him once. They got one run off of him, which is better than some other teams have done. So, you know, we'll see what happens tomorrow. It's a unique situation, but
him winning SEC Pitcher of the Year was as much of a no-brainer as Coach Minge winning Coach of the Year. I mean,
it might have even been, and this is not a diss at Minge because he deserved it, might have even been more obvious than Minge winning Coach of the Year.
Absolutely. Got a flipping a basketball question. Chaz Lanier update. I think he's kind of.
What do you got? I don't know. I don't know. I think this one's interesting. This one is being held to the vest as good as any. I don't know if any of the three teams that are involved, that being Kentucky, Tennessee, and BYU, feel extraordinarily confident. I don't think any of them feel like they're out of it yet. I think, you know, the kid is processing the information. He just went on three trips in 3 days, pretty much. He was in Provo, I think, Saturday, maybe into left Sunday night. He was in Lexington Sunday night to Monday night, and Knoxville Monday night to Tuesday. So, you know, he's had a bit of a whirlwind of a week, really a whirlwind of 2 weeks, 3 weeks, because he did the G League combine. So, you know, there's probably a processing aspect. I would assume the money aspect is going to be pretty darn close between Tennessee and Kentucky, and then BYU would be the one offering the least. But BYU has probably the coach of the three right now that has the best NBA track record. I mean, Kevin Young is coming straight off an NBA bench and is a guy that Devin Booker has raved about, right? Mark Pope didn't necessarily – I mean, again, we've talked about just this, the stuff that he had to deal with finding guys at BYU and at Utah Valley, the unique set of challenges that was, but he hasn't put – I don't think he's had a draft pick or put really anyone in the NBA. And then Rick Barnes, there's a handful of guys here and there, but no one that's really stuck off the top of my head. Obviously had Kevin Durant. I'm well aware of that, but no one at Tennessee in the last couple of years, Dalton Connect will probably be the guy that gets him, you know, that guy. But, you know, guys like Schofield, guys up and down from the G League, Jordan Boone, great college player. Didn't really have much of an NBA career.
What's the dude that flops on
Grant Williams. Grant Williams had a good few years and he's kind of fell off. So look, I think Kevin Young's the most NBA proven guy. So if he wants to do that, he's going to go to BYU. If he cares about the money, it's going to be a tight one between Kentucky and Tennessee. And then it'll come down to, okay, Tennessee is my home state school, right? I grew up in Nashville. I could rep the state I grew up in. And I think you'd have to respect that. Or I can go to Kentucky and play for, you know, the biggest name program of the three and be a part of this new era, so to speak. So I have no idea which way he's leaning. If I'm being straight up honest with you, I'm not even going to try to put odds on it. I mean, if I had to guess, I'd just say Tennessee from all the things I mentioned with the money being similar and that being the name brand that, you know, that he grew up with. But Kentucky's a tough place to say no to. And Kevin Young, everything I keep hearing out of BYU is like, they're going to not skip a beat from what they were under Mark Pope. They may even just given what he brings that's kind of unique to BYU, they could even level up a little bit. And that's okay. That's like not a knock.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
On Mark Pope, you want to leave a program in a situation where it can just kind of keep it rolling after the fact. So that's kind of where it stands. It's a... It could go any way. None of those three schools would surprise me. If I had to put money on it, I'd say Tennessee, but that is just a guess.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems like it takes forever, but we will find out.
Yeah. Soon. And then
we'll see what Jackson Robinson's going to do soon.
Right.
All that.
And then, look, if they miss on this kid, I mean, there's always going to be, oh, we didn't want him anyway. But I do think they're, I'm going to put it out there whether he comes or not. I'm not under the personal belief that he could be the guy you just give the ball to and just trust to be the number one option every night. I'm not saying there are definitely nights where he's a guy who's going to be able to carry you, but you know, he, for 3 years, he didn't do much of anything at North Florida, right? Remember, North Florida came to Rupp in back-to-back years, and maybe there are some crazy basketball fanatics out there, but you know, I covered those games. I could not have told you who the kid was until, you know, he came on the radar on the portal. So he had an amazing year this year. You know, the numbers were incredible, but you know, defense marks, you know, was it a one hit wonder? Like Dalton, he's getting compared to Dalton Connect a lot because he might go to Tennessee, and Tennessee's sales pitch is probably like, hey, look at what you could do and just translate it here. But Dalton Connect, like, he wasn't like a one-hit wonder at Northern Colorado. He was a productive player his whole career there, where Chaz Lanier had one really good year. Could he translate and exceed my expectations? Of course. But I would have that caveat. Like, if they lose on this kid, it would sting. You don't, especially if he goes to Tennessee, you know, you don't want to lose that battle to the border rival. I get it. But there, I don't think he's as big of a slam dunk as it's kind of been put out there to be by others, but he would be a fantastic piece that would be, you know, serve as a really good part of this roster that's already in pretty, pretty good shape. And, you know, I'm under the belief if you had to pick one of the two for me, it's Jackson Robinson. I just think there's a little more there, playing in the tougher conference, obviously in the Big 12 last year and doing what he did. But, you know, would I be opposed to getting Chaz Lanier? Absolutely not. I'm just kind of pumping the brakes on, hey, either this is not going to make you a Final Four team, and it's also not going to ruin the season if they don't get him. So I think it's somewhere in the middle.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned a slam dunk. A slam dunk is two. We got merched. We don't always tell everybody. Maybe I forget sometimes, but if you go to shop.believe.com, we got the Cat Daddy shirt available in blue, white, and gray. And also, just added, we've got the Everett's to Eddyville t-shirt because Trent Noah is from Harlan County. Everett's is in Harlan County, right beside of Harlan. Travis Perry is from Eddyville. I'm out here saying that Everett's to Eddyville should be the new Pikeville to Paducah. So go ahead and get yourself an Everett's to Eddyville shirt. Shop.believe.com. Shop.believe.com. Get yourself a couple of t-shirts. We tweeted them out there as well. If you follow us on Twitter, you saw it. We put it on our social media, the links where you can get yourself a little bit of merch. Get yourself some t-shirts. It's summertime, t-shirt weather. Got a couple of them here for you as well. So yeah, do or die tomorrow morning. Loser leaves Hoover. Cats against Arkansas. Cats and Hogs. We'll see how that goes. Like you mentioned it, the desperate teams are winning. We see it. We've seen it before at the major league level. You know, the Nationals and the Royals, and you had to grind for a month and a half to even make the playoffs, and the next thing you know, they win the World Series. And
absolutely.
Survival mode.
NC State. NC State, man. I mean, they weren't even close to the freaking bubble, and they got all the way to the title game. They had to win to get in, and then they go to the freaking Final Four. So,
you see DJ Burns? That was 45 pounds.
I know. Unbelievable. Ooh, yeah.
Man.
right? But look, desperate teams, there's something about them that makes them really dangerous. I think if there's a good news in facing Arkansas, they're not at all desperate, right?
Yeah.
But it's Hagan Smith. So we'll see how it goes. Like I said, the keys to the game for me would be, you know, make it a bullpen game, get count with whoever. I don't know who Kentucky's going to pick. I would think they'll probably go with Trey Pouzer, you know, just given he's had the week off. He's their Friday night guy. I would think they'll counter with Trey Pouzer there. Maybe even Mason Moore, but probably not. I know he went Saturday. Maybe the rest adds up. I'm only saying that because I know he picked better of the two against Arkansas, but I would think it'll be Trey Pouzer. We'll see. Arkansas is not a great offensive team. You know, they have the Stovall kid's been great lately, but they are a streaky offensive team. They're no LSU offensively. They're no Tennessee. No one's Tennessee offensively. They're not, you know, they're not even South Carolina offensively. So, go out, keep the game close, and try to get it to a battle of the bullpens where you're either in a tie game, you're either somehow winning, or you're, you know, losing by just one or two where it's manageable, and you'll have a shot. But, you know, if not, again, sucky, don't like to see them go 0-2 in Hoover after the regular season they had.
Yeah.
But, you know, you get off the mat and you get home to Lexington to get ready for the real one.
That's it. And I was listening to the broadcast today, you know, and it's going to be hard going against Smith, but they're due to score some runs in Hoover. It's been a while since they can put up runs.
Yeah, it's like 2022 run. So, yeah, I was joking with Daniel Hager, who obviously does a great job covering the baseball program with KSR. I texted him today. I'm like, I hope, because he went and covered it last year against Alabama. He's there right now, you know, covering this tournament run. I'm like, hopefully you'll get to see a run in Hoover, because it's going to be hard with that Hagan Smith dude on the bump. But they did. Obviously, they got blanked. I think it was 4-0 by Bama last year. Bama, very similar, where they were the kind of a desperate team going into that tournament, and they ended up getting a host spot out of it, where Kentucky knew they were going to host no matter what. They knew they were probably not going to be a national seed. They didn't have that much to play for. So similar set of circumstances as we saw against LSU today.
That's it. What you got coming down the pipe for the Cat's Paws, man?
Yeah, your book is going to be here pretty soon, before we know it, end of next month, early July. So I've been working hard on that, had interviews with both coordinators, one-on-one interviews with both offense and defense coordinator Bush Hamden, Brad White this week for a little Q&A that'll be in the front of the yearbook, and maybe get some other stories about it. Really appreciated both of those guys taking the time to meet with me this week. Today with Brad, and the other day by the phone with Hamden. So really appreciated that. So we'll have that coming down the pipe here. And that's kind of the big project. I mean, that's the time of year we're in for us. Obviously I'll be at, you know, the entire NCAA tournament for baseball at home. If they get to Omaha, I will probably make the trip. I'm not going to guarantee it, but probably do everything in my power, at least, to make that happen. Didn't go to Hoover just with all the unpredictability, and kind of want to save some of that travel money to go to Omaha if it gets there. Yeah. So we'll have all that covered at the Cat's Paws, and the yearbook will be out. And I think it's going to be an exciting one. We have some fun things being put together for it. And it's definitely a confident group over there in the football building, from what I've heard, you know, from those two guys the last 2 days. So good stuff coming up for sure.
Good stuff, man. We always appreciate it. But check Aaron out at the Cat's Paws, AGershon99 on Twitter. Always appreciate it. We appreciate Brianna Bolton for coming on and talk about club.
Yep, absolutely.
NIL. Appreciate everybody that put comments in and took the time to just live stream with us on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and all that. Feel free to subscribe too. The audio goes up on, you know, Apple and Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. That'll be up later on tonight, early in the morning. So watch or listen or whatever you want to do. We always appreciate it. And we'll be back next week. You know, barring any emergencies, if it's emergency stuff, y'all know we do that too. So a lot of y'all started following and listening to us due to the emergency stuff that we was doing.
So, that's right.
Appreciate y'all sticking with us. And, you know, till next week at the latest, We'll see y'all then. For Aaron, this is Vinny. This has been another episode of Believe in Kentucky on the Believe Podcast Network. I'll see everybody later.
I won't let my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. In two clinical studies, Tremfya guselkumab, taken by injection, provided 90% clear skin at 16 weeks in 7 out of 10 adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. In a study, nearly 7 out of 10 patients with 90% clear skin at 16 weeks were still clearer at 5 years. At 1 year and thereafter, patients and healthcare providers knew that Tremfya was being used. This may have increased results. Results may vary.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Head to White Castle for 12 crispy, all-white meat chicken rings for just $3.99. For a limited time, choose from Classic, Hidden Valley Ranch, or our new Smoky Barbecue flavor, and take home 12 chicken rings for just $3.99. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
She said, get out the chat room and clean my Glad Stretch. Feeling fine, so fresh.
The Glad Girl Group coming at you with a throwback jam. That was Glad Force Flex Drawstring Trash Bags featuring Pine Sol Original Scent. And that's better than all good. It's all Glad.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.